Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning Russia will strike new targets if the U.S. supplies Ukraine with longer-range missiles. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
In an interview on state television, President Putin said increasingly heavy arms provided by the West to Ukraine were designed to drag out the conflict, but would not change the outcome of a Russian victory. The Kremlin leader also warned Russia would strike targets it had thus far refrained from hitting if the West supplied Kyiv with longer-range missiles. President Biden announced plans to give Ukraine precision rocket systems after receiving assurances from Kyiv it would use them solely for defensive purposes and not strike targets inside Russia. Russian officials have warned the arms deliveries increase the risk of direct conflict between Russia and the U.S. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Over the weekend, shootings in eight states left at least 15 people dead and more than 60 others wounded. Philadelphia is recovering from a mass shooting Saturday night. Three people died and at least 11 others were injured by gunfire. Sophia Schmidt of member station WHYY reports people there are already talking about solutions.
On Sunday morning, shoppers, workers and business owners had already returned to the busy commercial area around South Street where the shooting took place. It was the largest mass shooting the city has seen in at least a decade, and people are desperate for change. Lucy Corlett manages a farmer's market nearby. She wants to see more investments in communities and in education, and she says in Philly, people need to work toward solutions while continuing their daily lives.
To call everything off every time there's a terrible act of violence would mean that nothing ever happened, because there are terrible acts of violence in this city every day.
Nationwide, there have already been hundreds of mass shootings so far this year. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Philadelphia.
There's another mass shooting for the second weekend in a row in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mayor Tim Kelly.
Chattanooga will treat this like the crisis that it is.
No arrests have been made. The shooting killed three people and injured at least 14 near a club downtown. Kelly, a registered independent, also says he wants more police funding and supports tougher gun laws.
I've been an avid hunter and a marksman all my life, and I want to say clearly, I fully support responsible gun ownership. But Congress needs to do their jobs and pass common sense regulations that will help stop this nonsense.
The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, Tropical Storm Alex, is headed to Bermuda after causing flooding in Florida and killing three people in Cuba. It reached tropical storm force on Sunday after strengthening off Florida's Atlantic coast. It's expected to pass over Bermuda or just north of the island on Monday. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. I'm Courtney Keeley. Rafael Nadal is champion of the French Open tennis tournament again. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Spaniard easily beat Norwegian Casper Ruud to extend his record of French Open singles titles to 14.
There's perhaps nothing as inevitable in sports as Rafael Nadal winning at the French Open. He's played 115 career matches there and won 112. Now he's 14-0 in singles finals after making quick work of 23-year-old Casper Ruud, 6-3, 6-3, 6-0. Ruud led 3-1 in the second set before Nadal won 11 straight games to clinch the win. Afterwards, Nadal, who struggled with recent injuries, titillated the fans who hope to see more of his matches. Mastery.
I don't know what can happen in the future, but I'm gonna keep fighting to try to keep going. So many thanks.
Nadal now has won a record 22 Grand Slam singles titles, two more than each of his main rivals, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
NATO is launching a nearly two-week U.S.-led naval exercise on the Baltic Sea. More than 7,000 troops, 45 vessels, 75 aircraft from 16 nations are participating in the annual exercise. It's not tied to any specific threat. This year, Sweden and Finland, who applied to join NATO in May, are both participating. NATO said it is seizing the chance in an unpredictable world to enhance its joint force resilience and strength. And the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Mark Milley, speaking from aboard a U.S. warship moored in Stockholm, stressed its strategic importance. This is NPR News.